Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week I'm talking about balancing togetherness and individuality in a relationship. One of the ways to describe our relationship is that we're in balance. It's of course a metaphor, as is nearly all of language. It works so well here because of its multiple meanings. The first is of a seesaw, which is a cooperative venture, not a competitive game. We're not fighting over limited resources. Love, praise, support, and caring do not have data caps. There's no benefit to being up while the other is down. Being in the air is no better than feeling grounded. It's just different. Balance is also used in bookkeeping and its digital children, spreadsheets. We take care to not track every little item because we make different contributions and they can't be equated easily. Because it evens out in the long run. Because contributing and helping feel good. And what we contribute benefits both of us. Another reason we stay in balance is that we can stand side by side without encroaching on each other's space. That, of course, is metaphorical space. I'm me and do my thing, and my partner is someone else and does their thing. We don't interfere with each other because why should we? Whether it's what movie to see or what's for lunch, there's no benefit to interfering with what the other person wants to do. There are, of course, joint areas of life where this doesn't apply, like if and when and what colour to decorate, but we've found how to navigate these and arrive at a place that works for both of us. That's a topic all to itself, and I've spoken about that before. Another example of balance is those round-bottomed dolls that are weighted on the bottom and no matter how you punch at them, they right themselves automatically. This applies to us because we are each able to stand on our own. We're competent, we're self-assured, we're not codependent. We both have a positive view, both of life and of each other. This last is really important. You see what you look at. If you count the flaws in your partner, you will see a flawed partner. If you see the positives, you will rejoice in them. The deep-seated balance we have and foster in our relationship makes us uniquely ready to work with whatever comes into our life. We support each other in our individual responses, as well as communicating from a place of merged goals and understandings. We work from the knowledge that we're both on the same side and both committed to full support and honouring of each other as individuals. We can be different and think differently and even act differently without this causing any sense of estrangement or threat. We're not looking for sameness. We're not looking for one of us being right or wrong. We're not trying to win in any exchange. The only solution we accept is one where we both win. Feeling in harmony in the relationship is the key to this calm ability to address any issue or event and know that we will find our way through it together. So, live life with your partner like you dance with them, constantly changing yet always in balance. That's it for today about balance, but I'd like to add something. Maud has recently retired from a very demanding job, so our life has changed in all sorts of ways because of her added availability. There is the tense political situation, and we're here in Southern California with the fires all around, and the air quality is so bad that we try and stay in the house. So everything feels in flux. We went to see a production of Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley, a charming imagined sequel to Pride and Prejudice. It was so refreshing to be transported for a couple of hours back to 1815. You should treat yourself to a similar break from the worries of 2017. I hope you've enjoyed listening to all this. Find more and follow us on our blog at philandmaud.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter.